Supporters of immigration reform rally near the Capitol in Washington, hoping to convince lawmakers to act. But House Republicans appear to be in no hurry, including Congressman Steve King of Iowa. Recently, King sparked anger when he dismissed many young immigrants as drug smugglers in an interview with Newsmax TV.
For everyone who's a valedictorian, there's another 100 out there that they weigh 130 pounds and they've got calves the size of cantaloupes because they're hauling 75 pounds of marijuana across the desert.
Among those condemning King was the Republican Speaker of the House, John Boehner.
What he said does not reflect the values of the American people or the Republican Party. And we all need to do our work in a constructive, open, and respectful way.
The immigration debate has divided Republicans in Congress, especially over a path to citizenship. Many conservatives see that as amnesty for those who entered the country illegally. Carol Doherty is with the Pew Research Center in Washington.
They look confused about which direction to head and you know, about even about some of the basic principles of their philosophy. Do they present a more moderate face on issues like gay marriage and immigration or not?
Moderate Republicans favor passing some version of immigration reform, says Republican strategist Ford O'Connell.
This is a signal to Hispanics, to Asians, to other minorities that we care about your plight because we understand that you're not going to listen to what we have to say on policy if you think we're going to deport your grandmother.
House Republicans say they will not follow the Senate's lead and pass a comprehensive bill. Their first priority is shoring up the U.S. border with Mexico. Despite the slow progress in the House, Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi remains upbeat.
I'm optimistic about it because it has to happen. We just cannot let this languish.
Failing to reach out to minority voters could have enormous consequences for a Republican Party trying to change its image, says Ford O'Connell.
That the Republicans are only concerned about white voters and they're not concerned about the rank and file voter. And I hate to tell people, if you kill immigration reform in the long run, you could wind up killing the Republican Party.
The House resumes debate on immigration when lawmakers return to Washington next month. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.